Good to see you guys. Really just excited about this morning and just to share God's word. And as we continue our series, The Art of Loving Well. Now, this series is all about love. How many of you need a bit more love? How many of you need to become better lovers? Yes, we need to just change, that lifestyle of us, becoming better at giving love and receiving love. And so we've just been on a journey and really just rediscovering, that love that the Father gives so, so freely. And so art is something that we need to grow in. It's what we call the art of loving well. It's a skill that we develop to become better at it. We want to become better lovers and not lusters. Okay, we want to keep our love on. And during this time, in this season, I've shared this before, but there's so much happening in the world right now. As I said, we've got a cooling problem. The love of many have grown cold for each other. And so we as a church want to first and foremost love God and love people. We want to do this well. And I believe that the world is watching the church and how we interact with each other and how we share this love, there's a lot of things that we can look at the moment at the politicians and, trying to change this relational climate. But friends, ultimately, God has left it up to the church to do. Do you know that the church has been given the responsibility in this world to make a difference? And somehow we, just kind of focus to that parliament building on that beautiful hill here in Belfast to change the relational climate and to bring change. Obviously, they have a responsibility, but I believe God has given us a far greater responsibility as the church, really to be the difference here. How many of you know that love is a powerful force? Love has got the ability to change and transform lives and nations. It is an amazing changing agent. And I really believe in that we need to take hold of some of these principles that God teaches us about in Scripture. I believe, friends, that love is not gray. Love is not black. When we love well, it brings out the God colors in this world. And if your love is a bit gray, then I really just pray that this message will really awaken your heart and awaken your heart to the truth of how much you are loved. Because it's so important that we know that we are loved by God, our Father. And that changes everything. Love changes everything. There's a song, but I'm not going to be singing it to you this morning because we've seen this. Now, there's a lot of types of love out there, okay? And I believe that we've been created in this way to be loved. There's a void. There's a space in our heart that's designed to receive that love from the Father. Because we cannot give something that we have not received. And so these are some fundamental, foundational truths that I really believe that we need to have on our foundation as believers. And because I believe what God is doing right now, there's an awakening. He's awakening our hearts. How many of you need your heart to be awakened again? All right, and there's a scripture, do not awaken love prematurely. Now, that's not the type of love we're talking about. This is God's agape love, His unconditional love. And our hearts need to be awakened to the truth and the reality of who the Father is. And so I believe that as a church want to be hosting that love and we want to be people of His presence, we need to take hold of those kingdom values that we see in God's kingdom. How many of you know that in heaven, God's kingdom, it's got a culture of love. Yes, it is a united kingdom. I'm not going to get political with you this morning. It's a united kingdom. It's not a divided kingdom. In heaven, there's what you call a culture of honor. And I want to touch on that this morning. I really feel this is some of the things that God has been putting in my heart and want me to share about the culture of honor. Because we want to change the relational climate that exists in our world right now. Wherever you go, you have a relational climate, right? If you go to your workplace, you'll see there's a relational climate. You know, things could be heavy, and there's a bit of tension, and so, you know, guess what? God has called you to play a part in changing that relational climate. Because there's something that's so attractive of heaven that God wants to manifest on this earth. And so it's important, friends, that we are grounded in this love, that we are established in the Father's love, that we know and understand how much we are loved. Now, I want to just read from Joel 2, verse 13. If you have your Bibles here, we're going to just look at some scriptures here this morning. You can follow along in your Bibles, which is going to be PowerPoint. But it says here, Joel 2:13, and rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious, merciful, and slow to anger. I love that. That just tells us who God is there, right there. He is slow. He's gracious. He's full of grace. He's full of love. He's merciful. And he's slow to anger. Wow. You know, how many of us have a different perspective sometimes of who God the Father is? You know, I've shared a message, and if you missed out on some of our messages here, please go online, listen to them, because I shared there, in a message that, you know, how we relate to God is so important, but this is who he is. He's slow to anger, rich in love, abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Now, friends, this is what I believe God wants us to do. He wants us to come back to the Father heart. He wants us to come close to him and really just find our identity in him and find out who he is in his essence, in his nature. I just know that there's so many Christians today, you know, we carry baggage. You know, it's like, how can I know God is calling me to return to him, but there's so much that I carry. Am I even worthy to be in his presence? And so many of us, we can live our lives that way. Maybe never feeling worthy enough to be in his presence. But here it's clear that there's an invitation. He said, I want you to come. I want you to know me. It's about relationship. And I want to teach you about relationship. And I believe that our hearts can be heavy. Our hearts can, you know, we can carry a lot of baggage from relationships that we've been in from the past, and even now in a relationship that's very challenging for you. And so I believe that our heart condition affects our relationships. And that's why we need to deal with this valuable, such a precious organ that has been given to us. Now, what is the heart? The heart is simply a mind. Our heart is a soul. The soul is our mind, our will, and emotions that is directly submitted to the Spirit. This is so important for us to understand. So this is the heart. So our heart condition really affect our relationships. You know, we struggle, you know, with things. And so we're going to look this morning at honor, that culture of honor. As God wants to establish a culture of love, he wants to establish that culture of honor. And so, friends, we are just being created. We're created by God to establish and release this kingdom culture. This is really, every place that you find yourself in has a culture. And I really believe that the church has not been really great at this culture of honor. And what we see out there is quite appalling, you know, to be honest, on how people are interacting with each other on social media and, you know, just slandering each other. And I've been here long enough in this city to realize that this is not a perfect city. How many of you realize that? How many of you come to realize that there's still a lot of things lacking in this culture that needs to be aligned with what we see in God's kingdom, right? So that's the reflection that he wants to bring. So kingdom values and attributes of God's nature, we want to see that, friends. We want to get an understanding of what is this kingdom about? Why is it so important for us really just to to establish that, release that in our relational environments. And so this is something we want to cultivate. And so my main scripture here this morning is from Romans 12, verse 9 to 13. I love this. It says, let love be genuine. Okay? Not be fake. Okay? Let it be genuine. Let it be authentic. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. I love this. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Verse 12. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Love that scripture, friend. I really want you to write that down this week. Just kind of start meditating on that. There's so much in here for me to unpack this morning. But I just see Paul's goal for us in Romans 12 is to remind us of some kingdom essentials, right? There's some essentials here that I need to extrapolate. I need to take from the scripture and apply to my life, okay? So not to become simply be hearers of God's word, but be doers. We want to put these things into practice. And I really see this as Paul has seen this church and how they lack in that culture of honor, that they lack in their love. He said, man, I want you to hold fast to what is good. This is good, church. This is how you're going to grow. This is how you're going to cultivate this culture. And so yeah, I want to highlight just on that word, honor. Honor. And we've heard this word a lot, honor. And, you know, just last week, we honored some of the soldiers. We do this on every year. If you have, you know, if your mom is still alive, or you know, we honor them on Mother's Day. We honor them on Father's Day. You know, we honor that person that pushed you into this world, okay? That brought you into this world. And so we want to see what does that mean? What is that word? Now, the Greek word for honor is called timi, which means worth or value. Worth or value. So when you honor somebody, you value them. It's something that we communicate to them that you are valuable, that you are worth, you know, you're worthy. You know, honor is the recognition of the value, contribution, and the importance of others. When we honor, we tell someone, you are valuable. You want it. You need it. I recognize you, John, as a blessing in my life. I recognize you as somebody that brings value, that adds value, not just to my life, but to so many people that you are connected with. Friends, and I really believe that we need to become better in giving this honor, to giving value to others. You know, why is it so difficult, you know, in this art? You know, because I want to really call it this morning, the art of honoring well. It's something, it's a skill that we need to develop. Because I believe a lot of us here this morning, you've not grown up in an environment or culture of honor. Therefore, it's difficult for you to express, to give value, to give this recognition to others. You know, it is, what, you know, why is it so different? Have you ever thought about why it's so different? It's so difficult to give honor? You know, because we are different. We are different. You know, we carry different values. We have different perspectives. And we have different opinions. You know, we come from different cultures. You know, some, maybe like I said, if for you this has been, it's unfamiliar. It's not been the familiar. I know, like, you know, my wife is from the U.S., and I love going to the States, and there is just an amazing culture of honor. I think it's a great nation of how they show honor, you know, to soldiers, to the Marines. I mean, I walk in the airport, right, because you can, You can say that. I mean, you know, when there's a soldier that come around, I mean, they always salute the guy. Thank you for your service. You know, they will kind of, no, you come first. You know, and then wherever he goes, McDonald's or Subway, they'll give him a sandwich just to honor him for his service and showing value, that he's valuable, that he's important. They recognize him. And so sometimes it's difficult, friends, because we just don't know how. It's something that you've not received from your own parents. It's something that you've not been recognized for them. And, you know, Andrea, and over the years we have mentored many of our students, and you know, from all around the world, and this one particular lady from this culture, you know, she just said, "How do I give gratitude? You know, how do I express this? Because this is a foreign concept to me. This is just something that I'm not used to. It's quite uncomfortable, and I want to do it. I know it's the right thing, but I'm like, oh, how do you? You don't want to manufacture this, but how? And so." So friends, this is just something that we can grow in. And so Andrea has been helping her just to recognize, just through our words, you know, and how to express that. And you know, she's really just grown, and it's just wonderful to see that. And so, friends, and the thing is, you know, we get irritated with each other when we don't keep, you know, that love on, you know what I mean? You know, sometimes it's difficult to honor people. How many of you realize that? It's just, you know, there's some people that's just not worthy of my honor. It's like, man, you don't deserve a second of my time. How on earth do you want, you know, you don't deserve it, you know. So, but here's the thing, you know, are you aware that there might be a loud and clear message of dishonor that is coming from your life right now? Something that you might not realize, but, you know, I want to ask you this question. I want to throw it out to you this morning. What is your life projecting right now? What is your life projecting right now? What is coming from your mouth? What is coming from, what is the message that's coming from your heart to people around you right now? Is it a message? Is that a message of dishonor or of honor? You know, and it might be stemmed from, you know, maybe it's just that you had a rebellious past, and there's a rebellious root there, and you're just like, man, I just, you know, you just, whenever you see authority, you know, or people, leaders, or people above you, and in your workplace, it's just difficult to give them honor. So I really just want us to allow the Holy Spirit to remind us, you know, let's go to the Word. What does the Word of God say? This is God's blueprint. How many of you are thankful for God's blueprint? Just amazing. I love God's Word, because God's Word is that light unto my path, a lamp unto my feet. It really helps me and navigates me and shows me how to keep my love on. With the help of the Holy Spirit, of course. So it's Holy Spirit and Word. Those two, so important. Those are such essential that we need. So so as Christians, we often are often not aware or don't realize the low levels of honor that we display to the world around us. And yet Scripture is very clear about this. You know, in 1 Peter 2:17, it says, honor all. Honor all. Everybody. All is all-inclusive, not exclusive. It's not saying, I'm going to honor you, maybe you, not you. Later, I'm not ready to honor you. No, it says, honor all, everybody. Friends, if we want to look at this beautiful example of honor, there's honor that happened between God the Father and the Son, Jesus. They were honoring each other. And that is my Son. I'm well pleased with my Son. And, you know, Jesus is, you know, I'm about my Father's business. I'm giving honor to Him. It's just this beautiful relationship that we see throughout Scripture. And look, if we want to have an example, let's look at Jesus. Let's build our lives around Him. Jesus needs perfect theology. If you look at a theology on honor, there we go. And that is what we want to see. Why is this so important? Why is this so important to Him? Why is honor so important? I mean, man, let's Let's look in the scripture. It's in the Ten Commandments. There's a reason that it's right up there. There's many things that God could have given to Moses, but he chose to put those up there. Because I believe, friends, that honor produces... Go back there. Honor produces blessing. Honor produces blessing. We see that scripture, Ephesians 6, verse 1 to 3. Children, who's he referring to? He's referring to us. Obey your parents because you belong to the Lord. For this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on this earth, on the earth. So it's important, friends. There's a principle in here, okay? What we sow, we will reap. If you're going to sow honor, that's your life is going to be blessed. This is what the scripture says. And I always, when I counsel people and, you know, do some ministry, I start with the parents. I always go back to the parents. I said, how are you treating your parents? How are you honoring your mother and father? How are you showing that to them? And they're like, my parents are just, you don't know, they're just these awful people. I mean, how can I show them honor? I'm like, look, this is the person that gave birth, that she's the one that pushed you into this world. Give her some respect. Because if it wasn't for her, but he would not be here. So it's very difficult for people always just to honor those, I believe, sometimes closest to them and that have hurt them. But this is a principle. God wants us to be blessed. What does blessed mean? It means happy. Okay? It's more than happy. It's fruitful. There's so much in that word, blessing. It's the blessing of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's generational. This is what God is thinking when he thinks about you. He thinks about the seed in you to produce, to go beyond. He's not just thinking. He's thinking about your children. When God gave me this scripture, even before I met Andrea, he already thought about Joshua. He already thought about Naomi. He already thought about Michaela. He already thought about their children. And that's an important thing. This is so much part of God's blueprint for us as we establish that culture of honor. It starts with us. Because if you don't know how much you're valued and how much God honors you and loves you, then it's very difficult to live this principle. To honor well is to live and love well. And so we want to look just at we look to give honor to others through brotherly affection. We go back to that scripture. Brotherly affection. We want to be a people that know how to express our love and affection to others. How many of you found it hard just to express your feelings and your emotions? And, you know, because I believe all of us have been given. It's part of the soul, it's part of the heart, the world, the mind, the will, and the emotions. That's what God has given you. That's something that needs to develop. And sometimes we keep it bottled in. And it's like, you know, you want to give, but it's just so difficult. So it's a skill, it's art, it's something God needs you to. It's going to help you. Holy Spirit is going to help you. How many of you know the Holy Spirit is a great helper? And that's what he wants to do. You know, that as we express this brotherly affection to people, we show a genuine, authentic type of love, okay? It's not a fake and a false pretense. It's like, you know, I just honor you. You know, I see this a lot on social media. It's not to judge because I don't know, but I just hope when people put this stuff on Facebook or Instagram that they really mean it. You know, I mean, when it comes to Mother's Day, my wife, please know when I put that stuff on there about my wife, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. It is not something that I'm manufacturing. When you say I love her, I do. But I don't have to just do it on Facebook. Okay? When we do it to people, we just shouldn't just do it on Facebook to tell them, communicate. And, you know, they want to hear it. Do it one-to-one. Go to the person in private. You know, Just tell them how much you appreciate them, how much they bring so much value to your life. And I think it's important that we become in expressing that. You know, just come and tell me, Pastor, that made the message was great. No, just, you know, or whatever, just to Chrissy. Say, hey, Chrissy, you know, that worship, thank you so much for your worship, you know, and thank you so much, you know, Monica, for being here, you know, in the morning early and helping to set up and to put this together. And, you know, thank you so much, Johan, for putting up the flags early in the morning while a lot of you are sleeping. And you know, this is just showing that honor in person. You know, I'm not just going to put it on Facebook and say, hey, Johan, thank you. No, go to the person. Practice that. Don't become lazy. Okay? We can easily become so lazy, lousy in the way we express our affection to our brethren and sisters, okay? And I think this is so important that we just develop this skill. And secondly, more than we seek it from them, okay? So when I give honor, I'm not looking for it in return. It's unconditional. It doesn't come with the terms and conditions. Like, I'm just going to honor you, John, and then, no, you need to honor me back. Come on, I'm waiting for it. You know, if you don't get it, you know, that's just insecure. That's just not the way. Jesus is not saying, hey, I'm loving you now, Sheila, you know, there's no condition to it. You don't even have to earn that, okay? That's just what he does. He just expresses that without any condition or terms in that way. So, honor is not a condition. You know, we need to outdo. It's what the verse 10 earlier says. In verse 10, it says, outdo one another in showing honor. I love that from the ESV. In a NIV, the Northern Irish version, sounds a bit different. Okay, I love this kind of the way that it communicates, that it expresses. Now, not to discredit the NIV, but outdo one another in showing honor. Okay, so it's not a competition. It's just like, hey, I'm going to show honor. I'm just going to. It's such beautiful examples. I mean, I'm just so thankful for my parents. I'm just so thankful for the way they have honored each other. They're not perfect. They don't have a perfect relationship. But I've grown up in that culture, and I've seen them just interact with one another. I've seen people, examples, good examples. I've had seen them bad examples as well, but I choose to focus on the good and that way. I'm like, wow, that is so amazing. Just the way they've just shown honor and, you know, and friends, I just want you to encourage you, surround you with people that honor, that knows how to honor. You know, it's just that beautiful. And just to have those examples in your life. So, number three, regardless of position. Now, again, 1 Peter 2:17, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king, honor all people, okay, regardless of their position. Right? So, you know, we can come to your job and your work and your boss is there and like, hey, thank you, you know, thank you for being, you know, giving me that pay rise, and I just want to honor you, thank you, know, and then there's a person that is just, you know, cleaning, mopping the floor, and, you know, at your workplace, or there's somebody that, you know, you're just like, man, that's like a position that I just don't have to honor, and you sometimes just often just walk past those people that's serving in the back, and it's not always seen. How many of you have those in your lives? You know, that you just need to walk up and say, hey, listen, thank you for cleaning that toilet. Thank you for, you know, and I worked in that. I was in the construction engineering trade for many years, and I had big projects in Dublin. And, you know, and there's a lot of people that come to office, they clean, and they make coffee for me, and you know, all those things. And you know, clean and throw my rubbish and take it to the bin. And so I never forget those people. You know, I still remember them. In fact, I bumped into one of them at my school. Not my school, my kids' school. And he was standing at the gate there. And I just again, just thank him, you know, of many years of just a great guy, just a great help. Every person is important. Every person is valuable in the eyes of God. That's how God views it. And when we get hold of the nature of God, that's how we view people. We see, look through the eyes of Jesus to them. Not with arrogance or pride that I am more superior, and I'm a manager, you know. You don't walk around with that arrogance. That is not a kingdom culture at all. It's not a kingdom. It's not a culture of honor. You guys gave me something this morning. All right, so number four, regardless of whether they deserve it in our lives, okay? Honor should not come within terms, as I said before. It's regardless of whether they deserve it in our eyes. There's some people that you would say, hey, it's not worthy of your honor. And I've had that situation. Some of you were at the Freedom Day. I shared a story, and I'll share it again. It was about a teacher that was quite how can I put it mildly, a wicked woman. that's probably too harsh, but at the time, that's just my honest feeling, opinion about her, you know, where she was very harsh and hard. Anybody can relate to some of those teachers in your life? You just don't want to go to the class. You're just like, anyway, she would just say things and she'll make you stand up and do, you know, just, and I really just struggled with this woman to forgive her. And in fact, when I was in South Africa, I drove past the school and it just brought some bad connotation, memories, you know, my parents, I would tell my parents about this lady, and she's just like this, she's just like that, and so my mom said, well, invite her to our house. I'm like, what? Are you for real? Seriously, you want to invite her to? She said, yeah, I'm going to make dinner for her, my mom. Come on, man, that's just taking it a bit too far. That's serious. I mean, where am I going to sit? No, you're going to sit at the table. Can I just sit in the TV room and you can have a good chat? But she needs a chat. She needs a lot of things in her life. And anyway, that's just how it went. I mean, my parents connected with her. And my parents have this ability. This is beautiful. People just see the authenticity in their lives. And, you know, they will just open their hearts and share with them. And this lady, this teacher, went from this angry person to this little lamb that just started to cry at the table, opened up about her life and all the pain and, just the things that she's experienced in her life. My parents just prayed for her. And, I mean, it's just quite amazing. And praise God, the relational climate changed in my classroom. It was actually a joy to go to school. My grades went up. I got 100%. No, it's not bribing. Okay, there's a difference between bribing and giving honor. But they honored her, thanked her just for her service through the years. Because they could see behind this mask, there was pain. They could see that this woman had to be recognized and valued. And that's what they did well. And I would, Monday morning I'll go and I'd say, what is this? No, this is lasagna. She likes lasagna. So I'm like a waiter taking food to school. And my parents start, giving her because she loves lasagna. Friends, about 2 years later, she died of cancer. And so these are the opportunities, that we get to engage with people in our world and to be Jesus to them, to give in love and to love them regardless of whether they deserve it in our eyes or not. Can we be that type of people that see behind the facade of what we see in the natural? There's some deeper things. There's always a story that we need to discover. And so I really believe that we need to put on the lenses of honor and value whenever we encounter people. We need to put on that lenses because here we go. Put on the lenses of honor and value whenever we
counter people. Don't go and buy one of those. That's silly. That's just indeed. But we need to put up something. We need to put lenses on because our lenses are so distorted and so sometimes defiled that we need to just, you know, sometimes we just wear these scales. And it's really helping, God, that we put on these lenses of honor, of love. And as we look through those lenses at people, we see the gold in them. We see the beauty. I love how Jesus, the woman at the well, I just keep that message just coming back to me. It's so beautiful. It's one of my favorite stories of how Jesus just saw the potential in this woman. He saw behind her pain, but he saw, and he just valued her. Where the Pharisees didn't value her, he just said, go that way. We don't want to associate with you. You're not welcome in our meetings. You're not welcome in our midst. But Jesus said, you're welcome. I'm going to say this. There's a certain minister, let's put this out there. I'm not going to mention names. You know, kind of name call. But, you know, it's just that the way he communicates about women as well. Dishonoring. You know, just like, hey, that person, that woman, yeah, go home. You know, I mean, would Jesus say that? Come on, guys. Would Jesus say, you know, just go home? We say, well, welcome home. Welcome home, woman. Okay, we welcome the ladies. This is just how those lenses, it's such pharisaical, religious lenses at how we look at people. Man, we need to get rid of this. And this is the alignment. This is what I've talked in the very beginning of aligning, awakening our heart. Lord Jesus, show us the way. Show us how we need to communicate. Show us how we can love people that think differently than we do. And this is important, guys, that we really just change, you know, this. Because you know what? We've grown in churches with different environments and cultures. But I'm telling you, this is not our culture. This is not our culture in this church. This is a Jesus culture. This is a Jesus culture. I think it's very important for us that, you know, for me to explain that as well. You know, not that religious, pharisaical. That's the religious spirit, the Pharisees. Pharisaical, the way that you women, you're not allowed to minister here. You're not allowed to be in the front. You're not allowed to, I mean, come on. That's how Jesus looked at us and values a woman and a man equally. There's no difference. It's just, okay, so I'm not going to go on a rant on that. It's not just, just really quite passionate about that point. But moving on swiftly. So my question to you this morning, how did you do this past week in honoring people around you? On a scale of 1 to 10. You don't have to be honest. Yes, it's not a mentoring session. You know, I always ask the students, hey, how are you doing on a scale of 1 to 10? You know, pitching out, honoring people's time, and they're like, wow. You know, or whatever, just in areas of your life and how are you projecting, how, what you're communicating. How are you doing in that area with your family? It starts with honor God, right? Number one. And then you look at the people around you, everybody. And so, friends, I really feel God saying, you know, let's grow. I want you to grow. I want you to look at the life of my son, how Jesus interacted. Just, you want to come up quickly? I'm just going to end there. There's so much I can share on the culture of honor. It's almost a series in itself. But I just felt it was important for us, for me to share this morning. Because this is so important in any relationship. It's got to be the foundation. It's got to be that stone that's in place. It's solid. When it's flaky, friends, it's going to be so difficult for you to walk in honor. So, just pray. Father, I thank you for this morning. I thank you for your word. Father God, we just welcome truth. Just say it there where you are. Father God, I welcome truth. I welcome truth. I welcome your word. I want to be a woman and a man of your word. Help me to walk in love, help me to be a person that cultivates this culture of honor. Help me to show this affection to others. Help me to give honor to those that don't even deserve it. Help me to be that person that makes a change and a difference. Wherever I go, the way I treat and interact with people, help me to put on those lenses, Father, of honor in Jesus' name. Help me to always see the good in people before I look at what's wrong in them and be judgmental. I want to take off that lenses. Maybe some of us here this morning need to repent. Maybe repent means change your mind, okay? Change your mind in the way you think about people when you look at them. So, Father, we ask you forgiveness. We ask forgiveness in the way we've judged people. And we ask you, Lord, that you will help us to represent your kingdom and the attributes of heaven here on earth. In Jesus' mighty name.